Morning, everyone. Welcome. Wednesday, October the 13th. It is. Shane Crawford's going to join us. So, Wayne Crawford. He's had a bit of a sea change, the champ. He's going to talk about a new initiative he's involved with called the Racing League, and we can touch base with the Hawks and maybe just have a walk down memory lane about one of the great footballers who's been one of the few that's been able to morph into the entertainment industry, and he's still going strong. Top AFL draft prospect, our next one. Had a beauty, Finn Callahan last week, and now we've got Ben Hobbs going to the country. Good country boy, Wispy. I hope you got your questions ready.
I have. He's from Horsham.
Horsham. Righto, nice. I'm also going to cross to the Vegas Review Journal sports reporter Adam Hill to talk about the John Gruden situation with the Raiders, and he's gone. He had a 10-year contract at about $95 million still to be made, and on the back of some old emails, he's gone. So Sam Edmund, the trade update. Last day today. Last day of the trade of what's been a trade period, but maybe today it might liven up. Who knows? Yes, Jordan, that's a very official radio noise. Welcome to you, Whispers.
Good morning, Gary. Good morning, everybody. The John Gruden story, this is, to put it into, say, context of Australian rules football or AFL football, right? Let's just talk about, hypothetically, it's Al Clarkson, who's coached, goes into the media, and then he goes back to coaching after getting a Godfather offer from Collingwood. So he's got a 10-year deal to coach Collingwood. And then they discover, because they've been investigating a particular club in the past, they discover an email trail, which includes emails that he may have sent during that period of time, which include misogynist, sexist, racist remarks within those.
Yep.
Happened over a period of 7 years. And now he has resigned immediately. Extraordinary. I was watching Monday Night Football, right? Live last night, watching the football. The American football coming in. He used to be the Monday night broadcaster. Yeah. He used to be on the commentary, so he was a big part of it, and he was great at what he did too. I was a huge fan of what he did. And then they came and had some breaking news. It was a crawler along the bottom of the screen saying, coming up at halftime, John Gruden, more about it, has resigned, stood down as coach of the Raiders. So it's a massive story over there in the States.
So he was part of the resurgence of the Raiders, and the Raiders had gone to Vegas, so they needed a big front man. You need a big personality to cut through Vegas.
Mm.
And he was the man that was deemed to be for 10 years.
Well, he coached the Raiders previously, yeah, and then he'd left.
Yep.
And then Al Davis was the owner at that stage, and then his son, Al, died, and his son took over, and so he really wanted to get him back there as part of the Raider Nation, which they did. Massive offer, like $100 million over 10 years.
Mm.
Massive. And he's only 4 years into that deal. So we'll speak to somebody over there in the States about that. It is, as I said before, it is a massive, massive story. How'd you go yesterday? What'd you get up to?
Yeah,
not much.
What did I do yesterday? I went for a big trot. Didn't do much. Not much at all.
Doesn't sound like a very interesting sort of a day at all.
No, went outside, got some nice fresh air, and then chased up a few things. We've got a move, as you know, and then, went and bought some fish.
Right.
Cooked that up.
Right.
Beautiful. That's about it. Went to bed. What'd you do?
I did a lot yesterday. Had a great day yesterday.
Yeah, did a lot.
I did a lot yesterday.
Yes.
I sent you a photo. I'd been to the gym. I sent you a photo post that gym performance.
I don't know where your nourish went on that photo. What happens to those big muscle-bound freak shows?
I don't know. I was reading this article. I want to throw this out there. Right? Bodybuilding.
What were you reading an article about bodybuilding?
It came up.
You're making a late charge.
No. That picture came up on my news feed, right? And I'm thinking, okay, what's this story about? It was about a bloke called Nick Walker who won the Arnold Classic at the weekend. It's a bodybuilding tournament, right? Yeah. It's all the hardcore bodybuilders around the world against each other, named in honor, obviously, of Arnold Schwarzenegger, right? And it's the world of bodybuilding. And I was just wondering this. Is there anybody out there listening that might have embarked upon a successful career in bodybuilding or a failed career in bodybuilding? Or as a young kid, my older brother sent away, got a coupon out of a magazine. He sent away for what they used to call a bull worker.
I know them.
A bull worker, yes. Right? And so he wanted to build himself up, and he used to do that all the time in the lounge room, get it out and pull and all that sort of stuff and see if he couldn't build a bit of muscle. He would have been probably 12 or maybe 13 years at the time. I want to know if there's anybody out there that did something similar. Did you think at some stage, look, I'm a bit weedy, I'm a bit small, yes. I'm a bit skinny. How can I build myself up? I want to look like Arnold.
0433 911 16 or jump on 1300 736 736. How'd you turn yourself in? Because you used to read the comics or watch the cartoons, and there was the bloke who had the sand kicked in his face on the beach. And the big bloke with the big muscles always had the good looking girls, and then the other guy got the sand and he goes off and gets one of those like your brother.
The bull worker.
Yeah.
How did it get its name? The bull worker.
Oh, you know what I did? I went for a
That'll be your phone.
Sorry, what's her name? Google girl. I got a speedball.
Ah, yeah. Well, they were the thing too.
Yeah, no, I was watching somewhere where...
Jim Bradley. Were you watching a Jim Bradley thing?
It was about getting your quick hands made you quicker. So I pestered and badgered old Panch and my mum until I got one.
Did it work?
You're not quick enough.
Speed up.
Lightning.
Interesting. Alan Clarkson just boarding a flight to the US. Maybe he's going to take over the Raiders. No, Brent, I don't think he's doing that. He's over there doing a lot of different things.
Don't put it past him.
What is he doing over there?
He's gone on a tour.
What sort of a tour?
A business and sports tour. So he's going to better himself in the sporting landscape by visiting, I'd imagine, some of the great sports organisations, and also from a business point of view. And you reckon that's not going to have him as the most sought-after football coach when he gets back here, if in fact he gets back here, because he's left under the knowledge it's business and you're allowed to travel for business, but you take your chances trying to get back into the country.
Yeah, he's that sort of guy, though, isn't he? You know him I know him, and he'd be prepared to take that risk and chance, and he wouldn't have been thinking about how he's going to get back in the country. He'd be thinking about what he's going to do when he gets over there.
He's got nothing to do next year.
No.
Stay over there.
What about this? You and I have spoken about this off air this morning. A text just came through. Disappointed to see Oscar Brownless finish up at Geelong yesterday. Runner-up in the VFL and the BNF this year. Thought he was worth holding on to. That's from Nick out there. That's disappointing for Oscar.
Bloody oath it is. Very, very...
He's a ripper kid.
Unpopular decision, I am told. In fact, I know. So don't ask me how I know. I know. I don't want to embarrass anyone, but that has not gone down well.
Have you spoken to him?
I haven't spoken to him personally, but he's okay. He's okay.
You're right.
Look, he's a young kid who... He was runner-up in the BNF in the VFL. So I guess on the basis of that, when you're still young and light and developing... But then there's no more popular player at Geelong. That's what I am told from the very, very top of the playing list down, and some great disappointment that he's gone. So
he'll want to keep going, though, yes?
Yeah, absolutely. And you will not find a better kid in footy.
Oh, no, he's a great kid.
You won't. And they acknowledge that. And he's had 3 years in the system. He's still developing, and hopefully someone might give him another crack. If not, he'd be a terrific prospect for a Sandful or a Waffle or up there in Queensland and play good regular footy and maybe get another shot at it that way.
I had a bull worker. Little did I know that the guys in the ads were jacked up on roids. There's somebody.
Nick's on the line from Strathmore. I think he might be in the same boat. G'day, Nick.
G'day, boys. How are you?
Good.
Good. Back in the days, you know, like used to have all that sort of stuff, the bull worker, and there was that other one. I can't remember what they used to call it, but it was just a wheel with two little sticks, and you used to sit on your knees and roll forward on it. They were actually good for the waist and stuff like that. You know, me being a bit more proportioned than normal, hoping I'd get a body of a Greek god, but I ended up with a body of a goddamn Greek, mate.
Thank you. Nice line. Yeah, they still got them in the gym, those
Have
old
they?
Wheels. You know,
where what do they do?
You're on your knees and you push yourself out. Yeah, we're hand either side of the wheel.
Right.
It's about your core, strengthening your core.
It's like ramping or something, is it? Is that what they do?
Planking.
Planking, is it?
Sort of avert ramping. What gym do you go to?
I was talking to you. Hey, this other thing I was reading yesterday was an interview with Prince Charles.
Is he a bodybuilder?
No, he's not a bodybuilder, but he's got an Aston Martin that he runs on cheese.
What?
It runs on cheese. So you know how he's eco-minded and, that type of person,
Have you read this whole story?
Yes, and more specifically, the car runs on whey from the cheese process, right? And I read about this and I was thinking, this is a good idea, isn't it?
I saw this on the telly.
Did you?
Yeah, it's about 100,000 mice chasing him down the road.
He loves to get his... apparently he loves to get his pecorino out and show everyone he's got a boot full of cheese. He said
getting his pecorino out in the past has caused him a bit of trouble.
Did you take the old cheese out for a spin? No, I've left Carmilla at home, he said.
He's been riding. He's had a good day.
Look, I found the whole thing illuminating. I did, Gary.
I'm not even going to join in.
Come on.
People out there will join in. That's very nice. Now, a couple of quick things I had for the ramble. Yep. I was reading that golf's on the rise.
Yes.
Right? And amongst young kids, it's a very hard sport for a youngster to pick up, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. But
why don't you get Huxley out, taking down the park and get a golf club and a ball?
He's got a stick. He could do that. He's very well coordinated, as a matter of fact. He could be the next Tiger Woods. I don't want to put too much pressure on him.
It's a great game, golf. I love golf. I'm shocking at it, but I love it. But I suppose if you started really young, you'd be better at it. It's one of those ones whether you can or you can't, I reckon. Yeah. You'd be hopeless at golf.
Why would you say that?
Because you've got not much finesse.
Not much finesse.
No. You charge through, you drive your buggy over the green, you dig the greens up.
Well, we tried to go golfing when we were kids in Dimboola, and we got our bikes out, and we had our trolley and our sticks and everything, and the emus chased us off the course.
Fair enough.
There were these angry emus. They had these babies with them, and crikey, did they get angry and chase us.
Well, that's why you didn't follow up.
I didn't go back.
Hey, the trade period does finish tonight, 7:30. Is it finished by 7:30? Closes at 7:30, so you got to get all your deals done. Has this meandering old trade period got anything left in it? The old Hawks.
There's not going to be a big bombshell.
No.
There won't be a big bombshell, but there'll be a couple of deals that go through.
Yeah, but ones we know about, ones that have been sort of dagging around, keeping us, giving us something to talk about for 2 weeks.
I'm going to take you to task about this because there are a few players that went through last year. You kept saying about, who's going to move the needle, who's going to move the needle. If I had said to you last year that Tom Hickey was going to be a great recruit for Sydney and possibly move the needle for him, which they did because of what he provided in the ruck, you would have laughed. At the time, you would have said, no chance. There's no chance that Tom Hickey's going to be a needle mover, a great recruit.
Yes, probably would have. Yeah, that's a great thing about it.
Yeah.
Because there's always the potential to be surprised. But right now, I'm not getting over it. Now, Adam Chera to Carlton is probably the only one.
Oh, no, he's going to be a great player for him. He's going to be a great. No, well, I'm not going to say he's going to be a great of the game. He's going to be a great player for them.
Anyway.
I want to re-examine
happy
something.
To be surprised. Yeah,
yesterday, we only had a very brief conversation around Dusty and where he might sit all-time greats.
It's one of those conversations that you can only get yourself into trouble.
Well, it doesn't matter. There's no right or wrong answer to any of this, right? But at the time, I'm thinking, I'm going to go along with Garrett. He needs a bit of support.
I raised it,
but then you said that he was going to be the greatest player of all time. And when I went on my walk yesterday, I'm thinking to myself, I didn't give this enough thought.
What, the cooker ring you or someone?
No one spoke to me. I'm just out there on my own, got my own thoughts.
Yeah.
And I thought, Gary Ablett is still the greatest player that I have ever seen. Nothing that Dustin Martin has done in the time that I've been watching him, given the performances that he has displayed, even on grand final day, would match what I saw from Gary Ablett over the length of his career.
Okay. I'm pleased for you that you've come to that revelation.
I just want to put it back out there because sometimes, we get caught up in...
We're 5 years into our show. We're not going back to the greatest player of all time argument, are we?
Well, it's always a great argument. It's always a great conversation. And I thought about Ablett. The first, and I know we're going to get to a break, but one of his first games for Geelong on the wing, he kicked 6 goals. Mm. If you played Gary Ablett Senior the way that Stringer plays modern football or Petrarca or Martin or any of these guys, where they could go into the centre bounce and then just spit out and play.
He did. He never chased anyone in his life.
No, but he didn't play like that. He hardly ever went into the centre bounce. He played mostly as a forward for most of his career.
Yeah.
He'd still be kicking 60 to 80 goals doing that.
Yeah, well, that's a good question. It's a good point. The duck's still not a one for me, so...
Well, you didn't even mention the duck yesterday.
Well, I didn't really. You were talking about grand finals and Norm Smith medals. That's what you were talking about yesterday.
No, I was talking about the fact that he would be elevated by the winning of the Norm Smith medals in the eyes of many as one of the greatest players ever to play the game.
It's going to be hard to displace him. Spargo, number eight. Discuss story was on A Current Affair last night. I'm going to give you 4 minutes to think about this.
And this is the Ricky story.
I want you to give me your verdict on the other side.
I know exactly how they unravelled all this.
Here for Kogan Credit Cards, no annual fees, amazing rewards, and garage doors redefined. Get a garage door, 4ddoors.com.au.
Smarter, quieter, safer. Garage doors redefined. Discover more at 4ddoors.com.au. Kogan Credit Cards. No annual fees, amazing rewards, and complimentary Kogan First membership.
Breakfast with Gary Lyon and Tim Watson.
Send through your text for someone that wants to have Christmas come early for them. A $1,000 voucher from E&S is there. We'll announce it on Friday, 0433 911 16. Someone that, well, you can work it out what they might be. They've been doing it particularly hard, or they might want something or need something special. So $1,000 voucher for them. We'll pick it out. The 12 weeks of Christmas is the big celebration, thanks to E&S there and Rob Sinclair.
Yep, Robbie will be back in on Friday to give away another $1,000. A little bit of support out there for Gary Ablett being the greatest of all time.
Of course you're going to get support for that.
I'm just saying, Gary. I'm just saying. Hey, I took that idea to Lewis Martin yesterday about you hosting the best of AFL squadron.
You spoke to Lewis?
I did. He said that he'd already spoken to your management and they're asking for too much coin at this stage.
Right.
And he threw up the idea of Gavin Brown and Nathan Burke co-hosting it. And I said, well, look, if they're a bit cheaper, then let's go with that then. So it looks like you're not going to get the gig. You're just pricing yourself out of the market, which is, I don't think at this stage of your career, is a good move, but you can do whatever you like. Okay?
Boring show, but you can do that. while you were talking to him, did you ask him about Lavinia Nixon?
Yeah, nothing to see here.
What do you mean?
She just didn't make the cut. Didn't make the final cut.
She hosted the damn thing for 8 years.
They didn't think that it was a significant enough contribution over the period of time.
Is that what they thought? She was going to start doing the weather while she's on it, did they?
Why would anyone be worried about the weather?
Why would they, Whispers?
Hey, on the weather, there's a lot of rain coming our way too. Just to make sure that your gutters have been cleaned out and all that sort of stuff, because we're going to get a deluge over the next 3 days.
There's a show on tonight that I would watch, but it's on too late, so I'll have to book it on my thingo. It's called New Gold Mountain on SBS. It's about the gold rush. 9:30.
I need more.
What do you mean you need more?
Well, that hasn't got me interested at all.
I think it's the Chinese, their experiences throughout that time.
Oh, right. You got me now.
I'm looking forward to it. Let me tell you right now. I can't find it, but I...
So it's when the Chinese rushed to Australia to discover gold around Bendigo and Ballarat, is it?
As I understand it. It was shot up at Swan Hill.
Right. Who shot it? They wouldn't have had GoPro back in the day, would they?
Here it is, right here. Yosin. Here we go. It's a very... I saw the ads and now it's in the paper. I liked it. I like history, so I'm going to watch it.
Yeah, no, we all like
SBS
history.
SBS historical drama, New Gold Mountain. And it's going to be filmed in Sovereign Hill, open air museum in the regional Victoria city of Ballarat, and the tourism restrictions in place. Oh, yeah.
I like all that. So it's a recreation.
Yosin Ann's going to play the lead character, Wei Xing, leader of the Chinese mining camp. As if we had a time machine, we went back to the 1800s. So, yeah, I think it'll be great.
It's a recreation. Yep.
No, they're still up there mining for gold. Of course, it's a recreation.
Well, no. My point was...
What is your point?
My point is that it may have had still photographs and it might have been one of those docos. I saw a great one on the Civil War and they didn't have any vision. They just used still photos.
Jordan's looking at you like you've lost your marbles. That's a boring show, just holding up
photos.
Well,
that's what I thought your show might have been boring.
Hold up photos for an hour. God, I don't know what you're doing down at Channel Wisp, but that's not going to get the job done.
Hey, when we first lost the football, that's exactly what they did with the Sunday morning show. They held up photos. From the Herald Sun from the day before. That is a true story.
SAS finished last night.
It did. Who won?
Some people tape it, apparently. Sam Burgess has won.
Oh, well done. Well done to Sam. Yeah, what does he win for that? What does he get?
He gets the chance to be in every magazine from here until Christmas,
and
the hope of rebuilding. He's had a few issues and troubles, and been in court. I think he may still be in court, in actual fact. So.
And rations, 4 hours of sleep every night.
No, he was very cool. I watched a fair bit of this.
He's got to enter and re-enter his house on a high wire.
Genuinely tough man.
He is.
That's what I read. And I've watched him play. I used to watch him play rugby league. He broke his cheekbone in the opening minutes of one of those grand finals.
I can't remember that.
He just didn't bat an eye. He kept playing. So the poo hung in there. He had a softer side. Mark Philippoussis.
Yeah.
Yana Pittman was magnificent.
Yeah, she was tough.
And Johnny Stephenson, they were the last four.
So the poo probably has changed a lot of people's opinion about
that's
him.
That's why they go on these shows, Wisp.
Good on you, poo.
You had a preconceived notion of the poo until you saw the show.
We all did. Yeah, no, we all did. We all thought that he was a bit of a softie.
And a bit of a,
turn it up.
European fast car driving wanker. I think that was the general.
I'd never thought that.
That's what
you're on your own there.
Well, he's anything.
I have never thought that. That was Gary's view.
He's anything but. He's soft and sensitive.
European car driving wanker. I've never ever thought that. And I would never put that in an email either.
No, don't put that in an email.